Last week's parsha was Parsha's Tazria and Parsha's Achodesh. Unfortunately, our shul was dealing with a tragedy this past week, so the drasha was a bit geared towards that. There's a medrash plia in Parshas Shmini in Parshas Shmini we have the death of the two sons of Aharon who died suddenly as they were offering a strange fire on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. So the pasuk says that Moshe said to Aharon, this is what Hashem said to me, saying, with those who are close to me, I will be sanctified. And on the face of the entire nation, I will be honored. And Aharon was silent. So, the Medrash says on this pasuk. So basically, the way Rashi explains this pasuk is that Moshe was saying to Aharon that Nadav and Avihu must have been very holy people and people that were close to Hashem, because Hashem told me, said Moshe, that I will be sanctified with those who are close to me. So obviously, Nadav and Avihu were close to Hashem, and Aharon was silent. So the Medrash asks, "My havalei lameimar." What if the pasuk tells us that Aharon was silent? Then obviously Aharon had what to say. So my havalei lameimar, what could he have said? And the Medrash says he could have said a pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Tazria. The pasuk says, "Uvayoyim hashmini imal b'sar olosai." On the eighth day, he shall circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. That's what Aharon could have said. It's a mamash a medrash pliya. On the surface, it makes absolutely no sense. How is that? What is that? What does b'yayim hashmini yimod b'sar olosai have anything to do with the death of his two sons and other one of you? This past week was also Parshas Achodesh. So we need to understand Parshas Achodesh is the mitzvah of sanctifying the new month based on the new moon. So this mitzvah is given to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim." Leimor, Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aharon in the land of Mitzrayim, giving over this first mitzvah that Bnei Yisrael has given as a nation, the mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh. So, why didn't Hashem wait to give this mitzvah along with all the rest of the mitzvahs at Har Sinai? Why was it necessary to give this mitzvah in Mitzrayim? And then we also have to understand, why is it that Bnei Yisrael calculate their months based on the moon, as opposed to using the solar calendar like all the rest of the world does? It would seem that if anyone should calculate their months based on the sun, it should be Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the source of light to all the nations. Why should we calculate our months based on the moon, which is just a recipient of the light from the sun? So I'd like to suggest that the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mitzvah of Bris Mila when a child is 8 days old is really a chayk. It's really a decree. It has no reason. There's no logical reason for the mitzvah of Bris Mila, for the mitzvah of circumcision. Nevertheless, the Rebbein Shalom told us to do this, to give a bris milah to our 8-day-old children, because the Rebbein Shalom wanted that it should be ingrained within every Jewish child from a very, very young age, that through life there are things that are going to hurt. And we have to remember that it's a chayk. It just, we're not going to understand why these things happen. We're not going to understand. We know that the Rebbein Shalom knows what he's doing. He has his cheshbonos, his calculations, his reasons, but it's beyond our understanding. That's what the bris milah is. It's a mitzvah without a reason to teach us from a very young age that throughout life, when things hurt, we just have to remember it's a chayk. It's a decree. And we say so by the bracha of bris milah. We say v'chayk b'she'iro yisam. The Rebbein Shalom has placed a chayk, he's placed a decree upon our flesh, that we should remember that when things, throughout life, when things hurt, that it's a chayk. So, when Moshe gave a reason for the death of Nadav and Avihu, when Moshe gave a reason for the death of another one of you, telling Aharon, the reason is because Hashem told me, "Bekroi by Akodesh, I will be sanctified by those who are close to me." Aharon could have told Moshe, don't give reasons. When things like this happen, it's a chayk. He could have said, this is why the Rebbein Shalom gave us a mitzvah of bris milah at 8 days. Because that we should know that when things hurt throughout life, we don't need to look for reasons. Stop giving reasons. But in deference to Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon remained silent. So even though things hurt and tragedies occur, and we're supposed to say that it's a chayk and we can't understand them, nevertheless, we still need to do something. The Rebbein Shalom is awakening us to become better people, and we need to look for some hischadshus. We need to look for some renewal in our avodas Hashem. And each and every person knows in what areas they need hischadshus, whether it's in Torah, whether it's in avoda, whether it's in gemilas chasadim, whether it's in tikkun amidas, whatever area a person feels that they need their hischadshus, a person needs to renew themselves. This is, when things like this happen, it's a time for us, although we have no idea why they happen, it's a time for us to seek where we can renew ourselves, where we can find some ischadshes in our avodas Hashem. And that is the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. Achodesh Hazeh Lachem means hischadshes. The Rebbein Shalom is giving us a mitzvah to be mechadish ourselves, to renew ourselves. And the Rebbein Shalom wants us to learn how to do so from the moon. There are three very important lessons that we need to learn from the moon when it comes to making a resolution to renew ourselves in any area of Avodas Hashem. The three lessons are, number one, the ischachas needs to take place immediately. As soon as a person has a hisoris, as soon as the person has the awakening, the arousal to do tshuva or to make a resolution, do not delay. Don't say, you know what, when I leave Mitzrayim, when I get out of the peckle that I'm in, when things start getting better, then I'll start doing things differently. No. As soon as you have this iris, seize the moment. Make the resolution immediately. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't wait. When the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted Klal Yisrael to make a hischadshus, he did not wait till they got to Har Sinai. Start right now. Don't wait till you leave Mitzrayim. That is lesson number one we're supposed to learn from the moon, how to be mechadish ourselves. Lesson number two is when the Rebbeinu Shlom showed Moshe Lavana Bechidusha, the moon as it was renewing itself, a sliver of light. And the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Moshe, Kezera Eva Kadesh, if you're going to make a resolution, start with little steps, a little bit of light. Learn from the moon. It starts with a little bit of light and it grows gradually. Don't take upon yourself something big. Take upon yourself something small and grow gradually. Learn from the moon. And thirdly, what we need to learn from the moon is that even when that ischachus wears off, and with time, unfortunately, that happens. It becomes old hat, and we start slacking off on our resolutions. We need to pick ourselves back up and start over again. We need to learn from the moon. No matter how many times it's diminished, it renews itself over again. These are the three lessons we need to learn from the moon of how to be mechadish ourselves. Don't delay, start in Mitzrayim. Number two, start small and grow from there. And number three, even if we do slack off on our resolutions, we need to get up and start over again. And all these are written in the Pasuk. V'yadabar Hashem Moshe v'al Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim. Don't delay. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. He showed him the Levana b'chidusha when it was just a sliver of light. Kizera eva kadesh. And then he says, Rishon hu lachem l'chadshei hashana. This is just the first ischadshus of all the ischadshus that you're going to have throughout the year. Meaning, you're going to need to be mechadish yourself again and again, because the ischadshus is going to wane, and you're going to need to start over again. Zol Davish to help him, that is the schus of our ischadshus. In any area of Avodas Hashem, we should be zeiche that the Rebbeinu Shleilam shouldn't have to arouse us with tragedy, chas v'shalom, only with simcha and naches, and we should be zeiche b'korev to the time that the Oyra Levana will be ka'orach ame, v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu.